Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 31st of March. We are living in strange, strange times. And what I'm about to do is something I vowed I would never, ever, ever do. But James Carrigan, FTS member, good lad, little jock guy. But nice guy James and his wife offered to help when Jack was having his trouble last year. James sent a couple of nice emails, his wife very helpful. And unfortunately, with what's going on, James lost his job yesterday, been given a month's notice, which I'm really gutted for you, James. So he made one little request of me on Twitter. So here you go, James. I don't know what else to say to this, really. When you walk the sky, hold your hand up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. That's enough of that. Right, that is the one and only time, and I did that as a Borussia Dortmund fan. I've no idea what that's going to sound like. He's a bit slow for me, old Jerry. He needs to speed himself up a bit. Old Jerry and the pacemaker. Sounds like he needs a pacemaker. Speed yourself up, son. Flipping heck. Who sings a song that slow? Well, there you go. You got the full 3 minutes there. James, I will be in touch, son. For you to get me to do that shows you exactly what you mean to me and what FTS members mean to me, because that is something I genuinely never thought I'd do. And the sooner we move on from it, the better. Right, book of the day. We have got book of the day. And this book of the day, again, this is going to... We're in a phase of this, what we're going through at the minute for everybody, where it is only going to get harder. I think the initial novelty of, you know, you particularly people who went out to work, or I'm at home for a couple of days and the kids are there, this, that and the other, wears off. We're at the start of it still, very much so, not the beginning. I think there's a slight anxiousness and panic about it. I'm not playing this down at all, but I find it quite weird, people's obsession with the official numbers, and wanting to know how many people have died. I think if you just accept that a couple of jumbo jets are going to fall out the sky for the next couple of weeks and don't look, it might help cure a bit of that anxiety, because looking isn't going to do anything. What we're doing now isn't going to have an effect for 2 or 3 weeks before that, so it is just going to be an escalation, mirroring the likes of Spain and Italy, and sort of people saying, oh, you know, we need to know because we need to know to hold to account. You're not going to change on Twitter looking at these numbers, government policy. It's not going to happen. They've got a game plan. The scientific research is plotting that pathway, And as I keep saying, I don't think it's going to do anybody any good. But you're going to get into the stage now where we're all going to get a bit of, you know, I mean, I coughed yesterday and had a major panic attack. That's a sort of example. Just had a bit of a cough in the morning, locked myself in my room. Major panic attack today. I feel okay. Because I'm only really worried about Sam getting it. But the numbers thing, unless we could test everybody, and we can't even test NHS staff, which is a disgrace. But until we can test everybody, we actually don't know the percentages. They're very inflated to what they should be, because we don't know who's had it, who hasn't got it, who, you know, we need. This is all about protecting the most vulnerable, of which my wife is one, and relieving pressure on the NHS. That's all it's about at the minute. And I just think looking at the numbers is going to cause you a bit of problem. But leading into this book helps with depression, anxiety, phobias, obsessive thoughts. It's called It Didn't Start With You by Mark Wolin, W-O-L-Y-N-N. It actually came out on my birthday a few years ago, and somebody bought it for me. Really, really good book. I've had... as people know, my old man went to prison. I didn't have the greatest childhood. He was an absolute prick. And this basically talks about things you do now you quite often blame yourself for, but can be deep-rooted in how you were brought up, your parents, grandparents, even great-grandparents. It's a really interesting read. But not only is it an interesting read, it helps you deal with this sort of stuff as well. And sort of mindfulness and a human understanding. So again, it's just a really interesting read. So that the book of the day is It Didn't Start With You. People would get different things out of it. But certainly, you know, in times of this, when you're getting perhaps a bit anxious, and as I say, we're at the start of it. And that's why things for me like the FTS Connect and that, you know, I phoned a guy in Scotland this morning, 70-year-old Ronnie, had a little chat with him. I just think it's so important, because otherwise we're all going to go out of our minds. But worrying about, you know, my boy, he's a natural worrier anyway. He's convinced he's going to get this. I mean, he hasn't left the house, but he's absolutely panicking about it. And just for me, trying to manage that situation, you know, I'm worried about Sam getting it myself. Don't particularly want it myself. And then I'm trying to manage him, you know, and then you throw a couple of young kids or whatever people may have, and money worries, everything into it. You know, it's going to be a very, very stressful few weeks for people. And as I say, I will keep singing to you and doing these things and trying to, even if it's for 15, 20 minutes, take you into a world that isn't all about that. But I just think it's everywhere. You know, I've even considered coming off Twitter, just because you can't fucking escape it, can you? It's, you know, everywhere. But seeing people, I think it was the Department of Health yesterday sort of posted a holding message. We don't have the numbers yet. We'll post them later. And people going, oh, come on, where are they? Why do you need to know? You genuinely don't need to. It's not going to change your life knowing. It genuinely isn't. It's that obsession with sort of morbidness and then looking to blame people, this, that and the other. Let this thing play out for a couple of weeks. Look after your family, and I think you'll all genuinely be a lot better. That's just my advice, my opinion, as always. I've stopped watching the briefings because I just found them frustrating. So I was just winding myself up. And I've stopped checking on the numbers because... what's it going to do to me? Once I start hearing that people are being tested and the NHS is getting back to normal, which will filter through the news channels, then I'll show a bit more interest in it. But my main priority at the minute is what's going on in these four walls and keeping that ticking over to the best of my ability. I did mention last week a guy, Nick, FTS member, he emailed me some about some fitness stuff. He has sent that through. I meant to get it on the website yesterday, but because I was coughing and having a panic attack myself, I didn't. I will get that on the website over the next 24-48 hours. So FTS Fitness will start later this week, so we'll get that on. What else have we got? Oh, let's do the stat of the day. We'll do things in a bit different order, this, because you'll like this one. You'll like this one because anybody can do this one. This is all about perception. I talk quite often about going against the crowd and perception. I'm taking one league and three teams. here. And I think you're going to be absolutely shocked and stunned at these results. But again, it gives you another way to think. Just let me, I'm just clicking a couple of filters. So I have my, we're going back to the over 2.5. I did a bit of the old Poisson yesterday. We're going back to the over 2.5. And I have a database here of 22,465 games. And I'm going to focus on one league and three teams. The league is the Primera Division, Spain, La Liga. And if I said to you, Barcelona and Real Madrid at home, almost certainly, I don't care, people deny this, people would, if I said, right, you got a choice, you got Barcelona, Real Madrid at home, you can back over 2.5 or you can back under 2.5. Most people would, perception wise, are back over. It's Barcelona, Real Madrid, they score loads of goals. Me, as I've tried to sort of drill into you over this last couple of weeks, I'm a contrary fecker in all things. And I add a third team into the mix who people would expect to be probably lower scoring, Atletico Madrid, particularly Jurgen Klopp, although they did manage to fucking score 3 in 30 minutes, Jurgen. I might have done Jerry, but I can get the digs in still. Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid in Spain, backing under 2.5 goals. Since August 2017, when they're at home, so those three teams playing at home, where again the perception will be, I don't care what people say, goals, where I'm looking at odds of over 2.5 at 1.33, 1.36, 1.37, 1.46, 1.53, backing under 2.5 goals, 152 games, 48.16 points profit. Backing under 2.5, just those three teams. Every time they're at home, Barcelona, Atletico, Real Madrid, 48 points profit when they're at home, backing under 2.5 goals. And obviously you've got some nice wins in there, just looking at that game, just looking at one game there. Real Madrid, Celta Vigo, over 2.5, 1.27. Real Madrid, sure enough, 1-2-0, but at a price of 4.5, the unders. I mentioned unders a long time ago on the pod. It's not a popular bet. People don't like doing it. We all like to chase goals. But when you dig, particularly those of you on FDD, dig around in these sheets, there's some great value to be had. And that's just, that. You know, I've spoke about Man City over 2.5 before. These little niches I like, you know, it's, I think too many people get bogged down in the 100% this, 100% that. Here again, it's price. Purely these teams, the over 2.5, gets back too much, you know, just like I used to say Liverpool got overbacked a few years back. It's perception here. It's Real Madrid at home, it's Barcelona at home, Atletico Madrid, you know, even when they're playing low teams, I think the perception is the scoring's going to be high. Atletico Madrid on their own, except if you accept that the prices are going to be higher because they are seen as a sort of spoiler team as opposed to the flair of Madrid and Barcelona, but Atletico Madrid alone, 52 games for 14 points profit. Plenty of times, you know, you've still got over 2.5 of 1.65, 1.9, 1.68, 1.65, 1.69. Still plenty of games, 1.76, where they're too short for the overs. Not quite as high prices as you're going to get for the other two, but 14 points profit, just Atletico Madrid back in unders. As I say, these things won't last forever, but while you're getting prices like that, while people are backing the overs at 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, the value will almost certainly be on the other side of that market. So that is the stat of the day. You could just do that, nothing else, earn a few quid. Barcelona, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid at home in La Liga, back the unders for the minute. But I'm sure people can then look at other big teams and find similar trends, and also look at bottom teams as well. Don't just focus always on the top, have a look at the bottom teams. Now that'll give you something to get on with. Oh, I've come out in a rash singing that bloody song. So there's your stat of the day. What else have we got? One thing I can't stop watching is Trump of a Nighttime. I just can't help myself. The guy is just a fucking howling loon. He is. I can't stop watching him. All right, recipe of the day. Right, we're going to talk about curry. Right, to make a good curry, forget all your flipping tin sauces and that. We're going to make our own paste. If you've got a little blender, or what, little one of those handheld things that blends down, food processor, anything basically that can chop and mix something up. I'm going to give you a little fish curry recipe. Now, these pastes are all much of the same. You make the paste first, and all of these are much the same. You just add different spices or more pep, more chili, etc., if you want to make it hot. So in quarter, chop and quarter an onion, or peel and quarter an onion, 2 cloves of garlic, a good 5 centimetre piece of ginger, and if you want to, if you want it just warm, 1 green chilli, take the pips out. If you want it cooler, if you want it hotter, you can leave the seeds in or add a couple of green chilies. I'm going to give you a Gialfrese type paste to that. So you've got your ginger, your chilli, your garlic, your onion. To that, you're going to add a teaspoon of turmeric, teaspoon of cumin, teaspoon of garam masala, teaspoon of coriander, and then if you want to add a little bit of the shop sort of self-made curry powders, if you want, depending again if you want mild or hot, 1/2 teaspoon of them. A lot of those that you've already put in there make up those curry powders anyway. Get that in your blender, blend the lot together, and it'll all just go down into a sort of dry mushy paste. With the onion, the liquid from the onion will start to hold it together as that falls apart. From there, a couple of teaspoons of oil in the pan. I use groundnut oil, but I wouldn't use olive oil. Use vegetable oil or groundnut oil. And get that paste, then get that mix out of the wherever you've mixed it or processed it. Get it in the frying pan and cook it for a good couple of minutes. Keep stirring all the time. You're turning it around, just toasting those spices a bit and softening the onion and the garlic up. Right, once you've done that, that basically now is your base for any curry. If you were cooking meat now, you could add your meat to it at that stage, so you'd get your chicken in there or whatever and brown it off in that paste and then start adding things like tin tomatoes if you wanted to make a sort of tin tomato-based curry. We are going to make a tomato-y based curry, because once we've got our paste, we're then going to add our tin tomatoes to it and a small amount of stock, about 100 ml of stock, so a 400 gram can of chopped tomatoes, 100 gram stock. Get that cooked and boiled. Once that is boiled, literally just gonna, if you want to add extra chili at this stage, add another green chili. You can add it like sliced, again remove the pips depending on how you want it, and then get your fish, preferably a white fish, haddock, cod, etc., in chunks. Cut it in square chunks, put that in. That literally will need 3 or 4 minutes just to cook that fish through. Serve it with your rice or naan bread. You're going to have that one. If you use the exact stuff I told you, one chili in the mix, you're going to have a medium heat fish curry, which is absolutely beautiful. Simple to make as well. Very easy. Once you make those pastes, if you make a lot of it, you can keep it in the fridge for up to 2-3 months as well. I actually make a load and put it in a jam jar. So then we can just pull that out, fry that off, add the meat or whatever, and the rest is job done. I also tend to find, particularly if you're doing a meat curry, you're better making it sort of lunchtime and then leaving it and letting the flavours really infuse into the meat and then heat it up when you want to serve it. It just you get a lot more flavour out of it that way. There you go. So there's your little fish curry. Get that on the go. Really easy to make, but learn to make that paste is the key. And you can play around with the spices. You can add more chilies depending on how hot you want it, because we all like things different heat. But that's the sort of basis of it. Get an onion, the garlic, the ginger, and then add your turmeric, cumin, stuff like that. Garam masala. Get that in there. Right, that's the recipe of the day. I've done the stat of the day. I've done the book of the day. I haven't done the joke of the day. I'm going to do one. I was sent another one. I'm sure you've all heard this. I know it's done the rounds, but as it was sent to me, I'm going to do the... Oh, I say that. I can't find it now. It's been dismissed. See, this is the trouble with letting somebody else see my email. It's flipping... It's gone. It's been nicked. I had a joke sent to me. It's gone. Somebody's deleted it. Apologies. Can't find it. No, it's gone. Don't know where that has gone. And I can't remember it off the top of my head. Oh, well, right. Well, oh, here we go. Here we go. I've got it. Got it. So this is a longer one. I know people have read this, but I'm going to do it anyway because it's sent to me. And if somebody's taken the trouble to send it to me, I'm going to do it. Playing with five passengers on board. Donald Trump, Boris Johnson, the Pope, Nicola Sturgeon, and a 10-year-old boy. The plane is about to crash and there's only four parachutes. Sturgeon said, I need one. I've got to sort out Scotland. Grabs a parachute and jumps. The Pope said, I need one. I've got to sort out the Catholic Church. Jabs grabs a parachute and jumps. Trump said, I need one. I'm the smartest person in America. Takes one and jumps. Boris Johnson says to the 10-year-old, you can have the last parachute. I've lived my life. Yours is only starting. The 10-year-old said, don't worry. There's two parachutes left. The smartest person in America took my school bag. There you go. There you go. See? Very good. It's a good joke, whoever came up with that. Thank you very much, Stuart, for sending that in. A few people did send that to me on Twitter. As I say, I'm sure some of you are at it. Joke of the day, just keep you entertained, singing, dancing, joking. Do try and go out for walks if you can. We are allowed to go out for a walk. Do try and go out for a walk. You'd be amazed how just doing that will. There's, you know, as I say, there's a danger if you get slumped in your chair and don't move. Kevin Kelly, you did some exercise day one. We heard about it, and then you stopped. Disgraceful. Get up and do your exercise. Oh, so you're aching for 2 or 3 days. That's because you haven't fucking done anything. Get up, do it every day. You'll feel flipping great. Get moving. Come on, Kelly, get Kevin Kelly flipping moving. Jesus, aching a bit, honestly. Right, I've got a real treat for you tomorrow. We've had a little experiment this morning. I mentioned some time ago about doing joint podcasts. And I said, I'm going to start off with Suggsy. And the plan was we were going to meet in, we used to meet in a pub in, it was actually a Wetherspoons. I've been that off now, but we used to meet in a Wetherspoons at St. Pancras. Just because it was convenient for us when we had all our meetings, and we were going to meet there and have a podcast. Obviously, with what's gone on, we can't do that. So we are tomorrow morning, Suggsy and I, we're going to have a little remote. I'm going to say 30 minutes, but it could be an hour, because once we start, anything could happen. But we are going to have a remote recorded podcast between us. I am then going to export that audio and get it into the bet slip, so there'll be a bit of an intro by me, then I'll cut to what me and Suggsy have discussed, and then I'll do the bits at the end. So tomorrow's podcast could be quite long. It is basically going to be me and Suggsy. I'm calling it No Holds Barred. He doesn't know what we're going to talk about yet. His little face this morning, because we did a video call to set this up, and his little face this morning when I said, right, we're doing this tomorrow, it was one of fear. I think he's going to have a sleepless night tonight. We are going all out, warts and all, me and Suggsy. We're going to cover everything. So tomorrow's podcast could be, it could be dull. It could be one of the best you'll ever listen to. Right, have I covered everything? I think I have. I'm going to make a racing video probably on Thursday, and then things will continue as normal. All I can say is stay safe. There's a long way to go. I realise it's shit. It's shit for all of us. Doesn't really matter your circumstances at the minute. This is just so unusual for everybody. Keep your chin up. As I say, some of the books of the day, a lot of you now reading The Slight Edge and finding great help in that. I think this one for people, if you get a bit anxious and perhaps prone to things like depression, It Didn't Start With You by Mark Wolin is a really, really good read. Right, have a cracking, what is it? Tuesday, isn't it? You do lose, I mean, I'm bad at days anyway, but you lose all sense of days. Have a great Tuesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.